Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's a bright, sunny day. It's a beautiful day. You wake up in the morning, and you are just glad to be alive. Everything seems in place. Everything is perfect. Your business is running well. The family's fine. There's enough money in the bank. You are a happy person. And you go into work, open the doors, and within a few minutes, the sky comes tumbling down. You can't believe it. What happened? It could be a key employee quitting, losing a key customer, realizing that business wasn't as good as you thought it was, and you got a financial statement, and you're just in shock. But whatever it is, there is some point in your business that is going to be the darkest hour. Now, we try to talk about positive things all the time when we're talking business, don't we? We try to say, you know, think good thoughts, make it happen, focus on the positive, not the negative, but we need to be prepared for those times that it's the darkest hour. We need to understand that not everything is a straight climb uphill. Sometimes we fall to the bottom of the mountain, and when that happens, what do? Well, what we don't do is we don't panic. You're an experienced business person. You've been around a long time. Yes, whatever's just happened to you is very unpleasant. But it's not the end of the world, and it won't be the end of the world if you absolutely keep your balance and you stop and you think and you understand what happened and you start thinking of solutions to solve the problem. I can't tell you countless times throughout these 25-plus years working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners where they felt that they couldn't take one step further. And after talking with them, talking them through it, getting them to understand who they are, getting them to understand the possibilities, getting them to stop and think, within a very short period of time, they were right on back on top again. So when you hit those darkest hours, don't let the fear get the best of you. Don't let the fear debilitate you. Don't let the fear stop you from being successful. Yes, it's an unpleasant situation, but you've been in unpleasant situations before. You have to be prepared for them. You have to be prepared that you are going to win. You have to be prepared that failure is not an option. Failure is never an option. And there is always a way to solve the problem. The only time we can't solve the problem is when we stop thinking. Now, we need to build our businesses so that our businesses are more secure, not depending on any one customer. So if we lose that customer, we don't have a problem. Not building our business around any one person, although we have key people that are very important. So we need flexibility. We need flexibility in the type of customers we have. We need flexibility in our employees. We need flexibility to understand if someone isn't there, who's going to fill their spot. We need to be the strategist and play strategy all the time. And we especially need to play strategy in those darkest hours when we think that there's no one there to help us. And chances are there is. Chances are you've surrounded yourself with some great people, people that are willing to help you get perspective. And once you get perspective on the problem, you're able to move on, handle the problem, and head right back towards success. Never let anything stop you. Never be defeated. You can be stopped for the moment. You can take a step back for the moment. But as a business owner, you will not and cannot and have to believe that you will never be defeated. You will absolutely prevail. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.